Well, hey there. This is Fish and Frank, and Radio Fishing is trying to endeavor to persevere while we move servers and everything, but we are still here. We're still trying. We've had a few that didn't make it up, and then some that popped up later. We're not sure what's going on, but next week this should all be over, and we'll be back with more and bigger and better. And I got Captain Tom Fisher here today, and he's been on the water. He's getting ready to go out today. We're going to talk about what's been going on and the best bets for what's coming up. Tom's best bet, his game plan for today, I guess. So, Captain Tom Fisher,
good morning.
Welcome to the program. And how are you doing today?
Cold, real cold.
Oh yeah, people love the cold. They just now. I can tell you, this is weird. This cold weather, isn't it?
We usually don't have this much of it. You know, it's sticking in with us.
Yeah, usually it's a couple of days and it's 80 degrees. But this is more like going back almost to the 80s, 1980s, when it was just, it would stay cold for a month. I remember snook fishing. It used to close December 31st years ago, and midnight December 31st. So everyone would go out and snook fish to midnight. And we'd do it in snowmobile suits. It would be so cold, It'd be, 40 in the low 40s and sitting right on the water. That's really cold.
That's cold with the wind in Florida. A lot of wetness. A lot of dampness to it.
I can honestly say Florida has the coldest 60 degrees in the world.
It is. Very cold.
How many times you've picked up customers and it's like 60 degrees out and they show up in shorts and t-shirts and they're all ready to go with their suntan stuff on. And you say, well, here, put on these jackets. No, I don't need it. You run the boat for about a quarter of a mile, stop. And they go, anybody want a jacket? I'll take one.
Yeah, that happens more than you can imagine. I hear a lot of, we just left Minnesota, it's 20 below zero. But they still get cold on the boat.
Yeah, there's something about Charlotte Harbor and 60 degrees, it's like minus 40. As soon as that boat takes off, it's cold.
It's cold.
But now, great thing, every afternoon now it's been just gorgeous, sunny. Get a little bit out of the wind and sit in that sunshine, it's perfect out there.
And I'll be using that, you have to use that. Your fish are doing the same thing. They're going to get on the flats and get in the sand holes anywhere. There's a little beachy area, sand in the afternoons, and they're gonna really suck that sunshine up. That heat coming through the water, UV rays coming through the water. They're going to take it. It bounces off the sand. It comes back through the through the water.
Yeah,
and they're going to get they warm up that way. And if, that's where they'll be this afternoon.
Oh yeah, they're going to be sunbathing without a doubt.
Yes, exactly.
And this is the time of year outgoing tide's better than incoming. Now, if you can get a late afternoon outgoing tide and that sun's been baking all that shallow water with the black mucky bottoms from all those little tidal pools and the creeks and the canals, and that water's all warm, and the water starts going out, it you get that infusion of warm water and everything just lights up.
Yes.
So this is a time of year where incoming tide is not as good as the outgoing tide.
Correct.
Because you're going to get that warm water flow coming out of those little creeks and stuff. And it might only be a temp of 1 or 2 degrees, but 1 or 2 degrees make a lot of difference. Big difference between 32 degrees and 35 degrees.
Sure.
One's freezing water, one's not.
Exactly. And a snook is 60 degrees. You're on the borderline there with a snook,
Yeah, they're just asleep.
Yep.
They're just waiting for it to warm up before they're even going to move again. So have you seen any water temps out there lately?
Not lately.
A guy was telling me 58 degrees over by Alligator Creek surface temps.
Really?
Yeah.
During the week, we were running 63, 64 during this week.
That's actually not bad.
That's not too bad. Down where I'm fishing at, and on the flats, and that's due to the afternoons heating it up a little bit, and shallower water, and you're getting more heat to it.
Yeah, black bottoms, grass bottoms, acts as solar collector, warms them all up.
Yes.
So what you been catching over the last week or so?
Well, we've been using a lot of artificial. We've been using a lot of jigs, a lot of jerk shads.
Have you tried classics? The Rockport Rattler jig head?
Nope. Oh, yeah.
The rattling jig head?
Yes, I do. I am using those right now.
I got to tell you, I had a captain telling me he was using them. He was catching all these fish. He'd get his pliers and broke the rattle. and it went down and not doing much.
Really?
Yeah. He's breaking the tail off shrimp, putting the shrimp on the jig head. But shrimp on the jig head, he says that Rockport is out fishing everything. I'm about sold out. I got to reorder. And they sat there for weeks, and then all of a sudden this cold weather hit. People putting the shrimp on the jig heads, and they're just going crazy.
I'm still using the pompano jig, the old little feather jig.
Yeah.
And they're doing really well. When I'm sitting.
What colors are you using?
I'm using the pink and the green. They'll hit all the white and the yellow, too. But it just seems like the pink is what they want right now.
Well, you got that. There's a little tiny bit of stain in the water from all the wind and everything. Mm-hmm. So that little murky stain, that's when pink shines. That's
right.
Best time to throw pink.
It's we're using a lot of the jerk shads right now. And I'm using them on the new 5-aught bass hook with a little treble.
That owner thing you like so much.
Yep, I just found that out.
Yeah.
And I'm really doing good with that. A lot of reds. You know, you're pulling them out of the sand holes, you know, when it comes through the grass, because you can hook the jerk shad weedless.
And, yeah, it's basically a bass hook with a lower spinner, almost like an old roadrunner.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I didn't even know what they called that. You, Timmy, I looked at it, I tried it out, and now they're on all the poles out there right now.
Yeah.
That's what we'll be using. We're still using shrimp. You got to use the shrimp, you know, in the little deeper holes. You can sit there. But it makes, you know, we have enough wind in the afternoon that it pushes the boat down the flat real good. So if you get on the flat and you start throwing jerk shads, you can cover a lot of distance with those. And
it's all about covering territory to find
exactly,
the fish.
Exactly.
Once you find them, it's easier to switch to shrimp.
Sure.
Because you know where you're throwing to, and it works great.
Exactly.
But
yep.
Until you find them, you're better off with the jerk shads. And that little owner spinner, whatever thing it is, it's a really cool little rig. And I've never used it with a jerk bait. You're the first one I know of that's ever done that.
Well, I'm having a great success with it. And the colors doesn't seem, you know, really, I always like the pumpkin seed and the green and white jerk shads by any brand. But I have just an assortment of them that were been in the boat forever. And we ran out of one, so I just chunked another one on, and they hit that one. And so I went to see what they were going to hit better, and they ate everything in the boat. So I thought the color's not real big to me right now.
I think it's that little spinner on the bottom that's really getting it.
It could be.
Sometimes that's all it takes, that little tiny flasher on the bottom to just get them excited, and there's plenty of sunshine to reflect off of that flasher.
Sure, and we're catching a lot of reds and on that. And we're catching a few snook, but they're really slow, and at least on the artificial there. And then we're seeing that we're catching big mangrove snapper on that too.
And
I have not catching any small
on.
Ones. They're all big.
Really?
Yes.
I've been sitting there at the seminars going, you know, you're just not going to hit mangrove snappers on lures. And ever since this has come out of my mouth, and I declare that, you know, no, mangrove snapper's not a good lure fish. It's just this. Everybody sits down and tells me about catching mangrove snapper on a different lure. I'm like, you guys, you out to get me? Is that what this is?
I didn't know your message before that.
Oh, yeah. I think you guys are talking. I think this is a conspiracy to make me look foolish.
No, we're actually, and they're big ones. You know, we're catching, you know, good 12-inch mangrove snapper. I mean,
wow.
Good ones.
Now, are you using 4-inch, 5-inch?
5-inch.
5-inch jerk shads, yeah. Wow. That's amazing. You had to say that. Now, okay, we are officially on record. I am an idiot. I have no clue as to what I'm talking about, and just disregard everything I say. I can't figure out why I did. You know, I know better.
Yeah.
I just can't believe that's going on. Anyway, but that's good. I mean, one more fish that we can sell lures for. It's always cool.
Yes.
I would have bet again. I mean, I would have bet the store against that.
You know, I thought I was going to catch a lot more trout than what I would have been catching on it. But it seems that the reds eat it really good. The trout, you'll get an occasional trout. The snapper are eating it great. But
Keep rubbing it in, Tom. I'll just sit here and dump my head on the wall.
But it seems like the trout are hitting the popping cork and, you know, don't reinvent the wheel on the trout. Popping cork and a shrimp. You know, a jig head, tippet, or just a popping cork with just a circle hook with a tip of it. And the trout are just, they're you know, you catch all you want like that.
But that's at least it's good. The trout are consistent. They're back on the popping corks. We were having a problem with getting them to hit the popping corks for a while. They were, you know, split-shotting the shrimp going down. It's nice because that's something anybody can do. You just sit there, throw the bobber out, pull it a little bit. Make it splash, they'll hit it.
Yep. You know, all you have to do is get a little noise out there.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's good. I'm glad that's coming back on. I was kind of worried that the shrimp popping cork thing wasn't going to be big this year.
No, they're hitting it really good right now.
Okay. Anyway, so we've been back doing all that. What's your game plan for today?
Today I'm gonna exactly what we're saying. I'm gonna get those jerk shads. We're gonna get on the flat, and I'll get, you know, upwind. Let the wind push me across the sand holes and the little troughs and stuff, and we'll throw jerk shads. And every time we start hitting something, you know, hit a red, you stick it, you know, power pole down, stick it down, and you know, you start throwing. If you don't pull another one up or raise another one, then you just stick them up and you just float on down with the wind some more. But usually when you start getting around sand holes, you'll find them like that. And then once you raise a couple or you catch a couple, then you start going with the shrimp, throwing the shrimp in the sand holes, and like I say, the jig heads, and you know, it all comes to it.
Well, good. No, it's been an unusual year. I mean, we're back with some old-time weather patterns, lots of cold, lots of stuff. Reinventing our old fishing techniques has been kind of critical this year. So it's all kind of cool. But you're going to go out. If you were going to send somebody out today, say just your average guy, you know, normal boat, not a shallow draft boat, just kind of a bay boat, where would you send them to go? What would you tell them to use?
I would go, if I was just going to go fishing and want them to catch anything, I'd have them go wherever the wind was on the lee side. So today it would be on the east side because we have an easterly wind.
Outside the bar on the east side.
And I'd use the storm.
it's hard to beat that thing.
You're going to catch something. You're going to catch ladyfish. You're going to catch some bluefish, some trout.
I think what I would do is tell them to put the storm on and put the, you know, cast it out, put the rod and rod holder and idle down the flat. Put it 100, 150 feet behind the boat, a good distance, and then just idle down until you hit a fish. And once you hit one, just stop and fish.
Sure, sure.
You could troll it down to find out where the fish are hitting rather than waiting for them to come to you.
Right. Instead of just holding a spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get same thing as I'm doing on the flat. I don't know where they're at, and it's so low out there you can't run around. You'll burn it up and you'll push them off of you. So what you just stop on the north end of it or the upper wind of it, and you just float and you just kind of ease on down it. And it takes time but the end result will be a lot better.
A good zigzag drift pattern.
Sure, sure, is a lot better. And same thing, if you're outside the bar, of course you're going to be pushing off out into deeper water, which is not good. You need to go down the bar.
But
so
that's what I say. They could
troll
just
it.
You know, put the motor on a dead slow idle,
sure.
Going about two and a half miles an hour, and just troll that storm bait down the side, and you're going to hit something.
The storm bait's working really good. And there's a lot of stuff, jacks, and believe it or not, we've caught the last couple of days pompano and permit, both.
I've been hearing that. I've been hearing a lot of pompano out there, a lot of permit out there. Yep. It's actually been pretty cool.
And it's been on accident. You know, we were fishing the shrimp and the jig heads, you know, in the potholes coming through when we hit something. And, you know, you get your little smaller sheep head and your pinner fish and things like that. And it would come up a pompano. And we're like, okay, we'll take that.
That's cool.
We'll take that.
Well, anyway, Tom, I think we're going to be wrapping this up. Any last words of advice for everybody?
Stay warm. Bundle tight and wear layers.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Bundle up and find a place out of the wind and in the sun, huh?
Exactly.
Well, this has been Fishing Frank and Captain Tom Fisher, and this has been another Radio Fishing. And we'll be back with the next Radio Fishing as soon as I can find someone dumb enough to want to talk to me. So we will be back again and again and again. See you guys. Thank you. Just to ease my mind.